the Warren County Radio Bible School. We're studying about Joseph. We're beginning that study, you know, about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and then his son Joseph by his wife Rachel. And it's one of the most interesting stories we find in the Old Testament. However, this is not the only man in the Bible that is named Joseph. Can you think of that other man that was named Joseph? Surely you remember this, and if you don't, you're going to be embarrassed when you find out what the answer is, and we'll answer that in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And so our Bible question, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and then for several chapters, the story of Joseph, the son of Jacob, the one that his brother sold into slavery, that became second in command of all of Egypt. But that's not the only Joseph we read about in the Bible. What is the name, who was the other Joseph? Now, you know this, and you're going to be embarrassed when I tell you if you haven't already guessed it. It's Joseph and Mary. In the New Testament, Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Christ. It's interesting to me that the first Joseph we read about is in the first book of the Old Testament. And the second Joseph we read about is in the first book, in fact, the first chapter of the first book in the New Testament, in Matthew. Remember how the angel comes to him and says, "Fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and this is the fulfillment of the prophecy made by Isaiah. Behold, a virgin shall be with child and bring forth a son and call his name Emmanuel." Now that Joseph in the New Testament, as you read about him, you cannot do anything but admire that man. And so also there's much to admire of Joseph in the Old Testament. Let me read to you from Elam's notes, and these are Sunday school notes that he made for the Sunday schools of June the 13th, 1926. The story of Joseph is a most beautiful and pathetic one, interesting and instructive alike both to young and old. Who can read it without tears? In giving it, some things not in this lesson are anticipated. It is most valuable in that it shows how God's providence rules over all, even the envy and wickedness of people, famine and plenty, for the good use of those who serve him. The envy and wickedness of his brethren and the apparent misfortunes of Joseph were stepping stones to his goodness and greatness. His environments were not always favorable to piety and purity. His older brothers in many things set him a bad example. The partiality of his father was not good for his disposition, and yet his character approached perfection as nearly as any in the Old Testament. If, like Joseph, we will so serve God so that he can work out his plan and purpose through us, if we truly love him, then he will be with us as truly as he was with Joseph in the pit and in the prison, and will cause all things to work together for our good. Joseph's dreams, with most apparent signification, aroused the hatred and excited the envy of his brethren against him. Their cool and deliberate conspiracy, their unprincipled and ferocious determination to shed innocent blood, stirs our hearts. Joseph was 17 years old when he was sold into Egypt, Genesis 37:2, and 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, Genesis 41:46, and interpreted his dreams. Hence he was for 13 years either a slave or a prisoner, and nonetheless a slave while a prisoner. These were 13 years of hard schooling for Joseph, but a thorough preparation for the great work God had for him to do. Learning obedience as a slave fitted Joseph to the better to govern others. Discipline developed him, and from every different temptation his character came out shining like gold dried in the fire. We may all learn from this how faithfulness, trueness, pureness, and patient service of God under severe test is the only sure way of deliverance from evil and the only right way of elevation. It is the same old and true story of faithfulness in little things and the discharge of present duties which fit one for greater usefulness. It is not where we are or what we are, whether master or slave, but what we do and the way we do it that makes our character and shapes our destiny. Thus Joseph was not only elevated and many saved from the famine through him, but thus God fulfilled his own prediction to Abraham. Know of a surety that thy seed shall be sojourners in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward they shall come out with great substance. Genesis 15:13-14. Others were imprisoned for right's sake. Jeremiah was imprisoned, Jeremiah 38:5-13. The Hebrew children were cast into a fiery furnace in Daniel 3. Daniel was cast into a lion's den in Daniel 6. John the Baptist, Peter, Paul, and at different times and others were imprisoned, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ shall suffer persecution, 2 Timothy 3:12. Joseph's advice to Pharaoh, his being made ruler over Egypt, second only to Pharaoh on the throne, his meekness and God-fearing faithfulness as ruler, the reaping on part of his brethren, the harvest of trouble from their sad sowing, Judah's sublime speech in behalf of Benjamin, his forgiveness of his brothers, and his love for his father, and the removal of his whole family into Egypt are all most instructive and helpful. Now let me read from chapter 37. We're looking at Genesis chapter 37, I believe it is. Verse 1, Jacob dwelt in the land of his father, and sojournings in the land of Canaan. Chapter 7 relates the conspiracy of Joseph's envious brothers to destroy him. I think I ought to read that chapter. It says in Genesis 37:1, how Jacob dwelt in the land of his fathers and sojournings in the land of Canaan. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren. And he was a lad with the sons of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought the evil report of them to their father. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. And his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, and they hated him, and could not speak peaceably to him. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it to his brothers, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, Hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaves came round about and made obeisance to my sheaf. And his brethren said to him, Shalt thou indeed reign over us, or shalt thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. And he dreamed yet another dream, and told it to his brethren, and said, Behold, I have dreamed yet another dream, and behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. And he told it to his father and to his brethren, and his father rebuked him, and said to him, What is this dream thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee, to the earth? And his brethren envied him. But his father kept the sayings in mind. And his brethren went to feed their father's flock in Shechem. And Israel said unto Joseph, Are not thy brethren feeding the flock in Shechem? Come, and I will send thee to them. And he said to them, Here I am. And he said, Go now, see whether it is well with thy brethren, and well with the flock, and bring me word again. So he sent him out of the vale of Hebron, and he came to Shechem. And a certain man found him, and behold, he was wandering in the field. And the man asked him, saying, What seekest thou? And he said, I'm seeking my brethren. Tell me, I pray thee, where they are feeding the flock. And the man said, They are departed thence. I heard them say, Let us go to Dothan. And Joseph went after his brethren and found them at Dothan. And they saw him afar off. And before he came near unto them, they conspired against him to slay him. And they said to one another, Behold, this dreamer cometh. Come now, therefore, and let us slay him, and cast him into one of the pits, and we will say an evil beast hath devoured him, and we shall see what will become of his dreams. And Reuben heard it, and delivered him out of their hand, and said, Let us not take his life. And Reuben said unto them, Shed no blood, cast him into the pit that is in the wilderness, and lay no hand upon him, that we might deliver him out of their hand to restore him to his father. And it came to pass, when Joseph was come to his brethren, that they stripped Joseph of his coat, the coat of many colors that was on him, and they took him and cast him into the pit, and the pit was empty. There was no water in it. And they sat down to eat bread. And they lifted up their eyes and looked, and behold, the caravan of Ishmaelites was coming from Gilead with their camels, bearing spicery and balm and myrrh, going to carry it down to Egypt. And Judah said to his brethren, What profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? Come, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother, our flesh. And his brethren hearkened unto him. And there passed by Midianites, merchant men, and they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit, and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver. And they brought Joseph into Egypt. And Reuben returned unto the pit, and behold, Joseph was not in the pit. And he rent his clothes, and he returned to his brethren, and said, The child is not, and whither shall I go? And they took Joseph's coat, and killed a he-goat, and dipped the coat in the blood. And they set the coat of many colors, and they brought it to their father, and said, This we have found. Know whether it is thy son's coat or not. And he knew it. And he said, It is my son's coat. An evil beast hath devoured him. Joseph is without doubt torn in pieces. And Jacob rent his garments, and put on sackcloth upon his loins, and mourned for his son many days. And all his sons and his daughters arose to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted. And he said, For I will go down to Sheol to my son mourning. And his father wept for him. And the Midianites sold him into Egypt unto Potiphar, an officer of Potiphar's, the captain of the guard. Well, we're going to continue this in our next class and discuss what happened to Joseph and how it was that he was able to prosper, though a slave, and then prosper, though in prison. It has much to do with Joseph's character, but it also has to do with the fact that God was with him.